Session 17, Building C-Suite Relationships. Lesson 17.1, Walk in Their Shoes. Can you think about a senior level relationship you've had that was really helpful to you in your client work? Not only was that top executive probably helpful to you, they may have had a transformational effect on your whole career. There are many reasons why it's important to build relationships at the top. Because these executives are setting strategy and making key operational decisions, they're the people you need to influence in order to implement real change and have an impact. These executives can also help you understand the context for your own work, which will enhance your effectiveness in the organization. Most top executives are also revenue rather than cost focused. Of course, everyone is worried about costs, but the most senior executives have a direct, if not indirect, responsibility for revenue and profit growth. This means they're more willing to entertain and fund a proposal that is growth-oriented. They are concerned about the upside and willing to pay for it. If you're a mid-level executive with a cost budget, however, you're more likely to go for the cheapest supplier and ignore the growth benefits that are inherent in the proposal, because, frankly, you're not responsible for them. Senior decision makers can also unblock a sale that's stuck and get a decision made. Often, mid-level buyers get paralyzed. They may be afraid of making the wrong decision or of making a politically incorrect decision, and their own more limited budgets may not be sufficient to take action on your proposal. Finally, it's always easier to start at the top and move down into the organization than it is to start at a mid-level and work your way up. Yet, it's harder than ever to reach top executives. Everyone wants some of their time. Most senior leaders could fill their day three times over with appointments with people who want to see them. But they don't. They don't have that much time. They have to be selective about who they make time for. Despite this reality, that is, the growing challenge of connecting with senior executives, with even getting a first meeting, despite this, for all the reasons I just outlined, it is more important than ever to have C-suite relationships. Before I go on, I need to address a question. Is it really a different process to build relationships in the C-suite compared to other managers or executives? On the one hand, I would say that you use the same basic process and skills. On the other hand, however, these very senior clients lead quite particular lives and have especially demanding roles. You do need to approach them a little differently, both in terms of your content and the way you communicate. For example, a mid-level manager who's a subject matter expert might be very interested in your methodologies or the technical specifications for the product or service you sell. A C-suite executive, however, is much more interested in what you can do to help him or her grow, innovate, and achieve their business goals. For example, a client of mine who does leadership training got the opportunity to meet with the CEO of one of his clients. He planned to discuss the project his firm was doing and ask about the CEO's priorities and views on leadership. He walked into his office and the CEO immediately turned to him and asked him point blank, "What do I need to know about leadership development?" He managed to give a reasonable answer, but he was a little surprised by the question, especially coming right up front in the conversation. A more junior HR executive might have asked a very different question, possibly one about my client's approach or methodology for leadership development. Let's walk for a moment in the shoes of a C-suite executive. Top executives have somewhat different concerns than mid-level clients. Whether the company is publicly or privately held, the only way to create value on a sustainable basis is through growth and innovation. Costs and risks are important and must be managed, but growth in revenue and profits and the innovation that fuels growth are paramount. I also find that top executives are very focused on their team of direct reports. You thrive as a manager by being personally successful, but you succeed as a leader by helping others be successful. You will play a very useful role if you can make valuable suggestions to a senior client about the effectiveness of their top team. Like all of us, Top executives also have personal concerns. These include career development, personal wealth creation, expanding their networks, and helping their families succeed. The pressures on executives are huge, and it is more lonely than ever at the top. Studies show that executive turnover has accelerated. A massive amount of information is thrown at these executives daily, and they have to make more strategic choices than ever before. People vying for their business also make lots of outlandish claims about how they can help them. And as a result, many executives are actually less trusting than they used to be. Oh, so you think your proposal will save me $10 million? Sure, I've heard that before. All of this spells huge opportunity for the professional who understands how to relate to senior decision makers. In the next lesson, let's turn to the access strategies that will help you get that first meeting with a C-suite executive.